blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As I record this week's commentary, we still don't have all the details of the election results. But here's what we do know. Republicans will maintain control of the Senate, and that is a big deal. Even if Biden does push President Trump out, it'll be by a very small margin, and Biden will have to deal with a Republican-controlled Senate. The election numbers are a shock to the Democratic Party. The polls predicted a landslide victory for them, but it didn't happen. Now we will wait and see where we go from here. There are some other things going on, even though they don't measure up to the election. President Trump took gray wolves off of the list of endangered species. The states will now be handed responsibility of managing some 6,000 wolves. Most of those wolves live in Michigan and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and there are 1,800 gray wolves in other western states. Interior Department Secretary David Bernhardt reminds us, after more than 45 years as a listed species, the gray wolf has exceeded all conservation goals for recovery. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is just delighted. Our ranchers can kill those wolves now that they've been killing our baby calves. Those wolves have been killing our sheep and lambs also. And after all these years, at last, our farmers and ranchers have government support. And I could see no value in protecting those wolves. But you can be sure some conservation groups will take this to court. Another issue, with a politically divided Congress, we will be in a better position to block extreme legislation that the left wants to pass. Senator Grassley warns that farm groups need to push back against a Senate bill that would ban gas-powered cars after 2035. The senator says it is an extreme government overreach. University of Tennessee says there would be a result of a $27 billion drop in farm income. We've been hearing some criticism about U.S. farm subsidies. So here are some facts. World agriculture subsidies exceed $700 billion. And because of the trade war and coronavirus, our numbers have jumped up. But still, South Korea, Japan, China, and the European Union countries pass out more as a percent of their farm revenue than the United States does. Unfortunately, poor countries don't have the money to support their farms. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.